We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. This is Ask Greg. We are answering your Penn State football questions, some recruiting questions, asked most of all by going onto the Keystone Sports app and clicking the Ask Greg button. If you don't have the app yet, go ahead and get it. Great place to get all of our audio and to ask Greg and ask Ross Tucker questions. This segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com. They have some Penn State themed wines for sale, and there's a blue and white gift box as well. There's an 1855 Vidal, a sapphire blue blueberry wine, an Old Main Pinot Grigio. Best question today will be rewarded with a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. Even more incentive to go on there on the Keystone Sports app and ask a question. Greg Pickle here will be awarding the best question. So keep them coming. Let's get started here, Greg. This question I think probably came in, maybe fell through the cracks a little bit. But I think the theme of it is good. Mike from Charlotte, North Carolina, with the quarterback from Oregon committing. I think that's now nine different states Penn State has commitments from. Is that a record number of states for any one recruiting class? I don't know if the nine number still stands since then or not. Michael Johnson Jr. is the quarterback.
Right. That's a really good question.
But I don't know if it sets a record. I don't think anybody really has that knowledge on the top of their head. I feel sorry for them if they do. But I think really just speaking to the uniqueness of the class.
Yeah, I would have to say it's up there. I mean, if it's not the record, it has to be in the top three in terms of the most states that one recruiting class has been made up of. They've been able to go national. James Franklin talked about it back at Big Ten Media Days that Penn State was going to have to obviously continue recruiting well outside of its traditional footprint because Pennsylvania is not all that strong this year, and neither is the Mid-Atlantic in a lot of ways. So Penn State's been looking elsewhere for those kind of the players that they want. And I'm looking at last year's class, and last year actually has 3, 6, 9, 11 by state, led by 7 from Pennsylvania. So no, that's not a record. But keep in mind too,
on trajectory possible,
right? Sure. Yeah, I mean, because the one area this will get skewed is you get like one guy from one state, and you're talking, obviously most of them come from Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, with New Jersey always being an emphasis as well. So you pretty much have four built in. And the way they're recruiting, I mean, they're always going to be somewhere between, I would say, 8 and 12 states represented, and they're going to keep going further west and further south.
And I think that's a response to what talent is in or is not in the 2019 recruiting cycle. It's not a very strong one for the most immediate recruiting area, specifically Pennsylvania. So this is a matter of necessity, and I think it's really encouraging that this is a down year in the region, and Penn State has found a way. They've found a way to get their usual type of allotment of talent by going elsewhere, and it's something that can stick with them for a long time. If they're going to get a top 10 class under these conditions, when will they not get a top 10 or top 15 class?
Right.
Chad from Kansas City. When considering the surrounding talent, which quarterback, both currently on the roster or committed, including McSorley, has the best shot of winning a national championship?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Spicy.
Yeah, how about it? Man, jumping in hot and hot right off the bat. That's a good question. I am going to go with – so it depends. I think the answer to this question becomes, are you of the opinion that Penn State is there a year away or 2 years away? I am of the opinion that they are a year away, which would not do Trace McSorley any good, but would do presumably Tommy Stevens, maybe Sean Clifford, depending on how things work out, would do those two guys some good. So I am going to go with Tommy Stevens, and not that Trace McSorley can't lead his team to a title this year. Obviously, I think we all agree that they have the talent on the roster to do it. Just a matter of whether that's talent seasoned enough to win some of the big spots you need to win in to be national champions. So it's a good question. I'm going to go with Tommy Stevens.
Yeah, so the essence of the question is you've got a really proven, really good quarterback with a relatively inexperienced team around him this year, kind of that last hurrah. Or you got a team that's going to be, from 1 to 85 is going to be better and stronger and more talented in 2019, but with a quarterback that over a large sample size, we have no idea what to expect from him. in one respect, you can always forecast better odds for a national championship with your Heisman contending quarterback. On the other, who knows if Tommy Stevens is really good or if Sean Clifford is really good and the talent is even better. But I think I'm with you that I would roll the dice on Trace McSorley with this supporting cast rather than any other quarterback with any other supporting cast. Let's see. Jonathan from Miami says, now that we are filling the 2019 recruiting class, which prospects do you think will have the most impact next season? So I don't think we really had this discussion.
No.
I think we're getting to that time where it's appropriate to discuss possible instant impact from the 19 class.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think looking at that class and just seeing how things are going to shake out for Penn State, I mean, I think it'll be similar to this year where you'll have a couple of guys, and I'm thinking Brandon Smith and I'm thinking Devin Ford, that are pretty much surefire guaranteed to play guys. Maybe not Ford. I don't know. If you have Sanders and Ricky Slade, there might not be a whole lot of opportunity for him, but I think you'll find enough ways to use him that he'll probably see playing time. Brandon Smith, the linebacker, 5-star, number 28 player in the country. He's almost guaranteed to play. Penn State doesn't lose a ton in the receiver room. That said, John Dunmore's rocketing up the rankings, and he's getting a lot of good reviews. I could see that. Lance Dixon, same thing, 4-star linebacker. Heck, I could see Tyler Rudolph playing too, Dustin. So I think that those are some of the guys that we'll see get action in a game this fall, or I'm sorry, next fall. And really, for Penn State, it'll continue to be a conversation of how they can best use guys, especially with the new redshirt rule that lets you play in up to 4 games before you're no longer eligible to redshirt.
You can get a really good taste, a really good flavor of what they bring to the table by doing so. You know, with the JUCO guys, you have to look at them first. Anthony Wiggin, Jaquan Brisker. I think with Wiggin, for example, he's an athletic kid, but he's got 3 years to play 2 seasons of football. I'm pretty sure he's going to be on a course for a redshirt to acclimate.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Brisker, you look at Wiggin; those are two interesting guys. I mean, I would assume that they both will come in with the ability to play right away. Wiggin, it just depends. Penn State has so much in prior years, we could almost guarantee that a guy like Anthony Wiggin would play right away just because of the way offensive line was at Penn State. Now, I don't think it's much of a guaranteed thing, though. The fact that he's playing tackle certainly probably ups his odds of getting on the field year one.
It's interesting because their fortunes to play right away kind of hinge on what happens with his 18 class, which is not only really good and really talented and really deep,
Yeah. They
came in really prepared. And I think you're going to see an abnormal number burn the red shirts this year. And with the 4-game redshirt rule, get enough experience, I think, to be ready to roll and maybe eliminate some possibilities. But I Brandon Smith, you know, already at 6'4", 228, I expect him to come in. I'm pretty sure he's a January guy, right?
Yes, correct.
So that's going to help. They've already got 8 or 9 January enrollees already out of 15, so that's going to help. Devin Ford is good enough to play right away. Well, they need him. John Dunmore is another really interesting one. Let's see. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, by the way. We're talking Penn State football. Greg Pickle is asking questions here on Ask Greg. We're sponsored by tailgatewine.com. Also, gopsurv.com, where you can check out RVs for half price for opening weekend. Our guy Mark is running a special for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. Half price RVs. And if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game, if you've heard us talk about RVs up there, and gopsurv.com, it's a good time to check it out. Opening weekend, there will be an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday. From 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, you can come get some 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, some of that blue beer, some tailgate wine as well, and check out all the amenities, including a free shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium from gopsurv.com. I got time for a couple more questions here, Greg. This is a good one from Jeremy from Pittsburgh. With the string of retired defensive ends, will Daniel Joseph, a.k.a. the Forgotten Man, crack the defensive end rotation?
Well, I think we've heard a lot of good things about him. He's almost like Garrett Taylor in the sense that he's really taken a stride forward this offseason, it would seem. The question I have with him is durability. We know he's been nicked up a little bit during his time on campus so far, so he's going to have to obviously overcome any health and injury issues he may or may not have been dealing with over the last couple of years, but again, Sean Spencer plays so many guys along that defensive line that it's almost if you're not redshirting, you're almost guaranteed to see some snaps. It may not be a lot, and it may not be in the biggest games of the year, but Dustin, in almost every game, he's playing even the fourth string guys a little bit to give his team a blow, his top guys a blow, so that way when it comes time for the fourth quarter and you need a pass rush on third and four, you're able to get it, or at the very least, you have the right guys out there that are fresh and able to do it. So yeah, I see an uptick in his usage this year.
Brad from Washington, D.C. kind of piggybacks off that. With the injuries, including Shane Simmons in a walking boot, are you confident this can still be one of the better DE groups in the Big Ten if those guys are unable to return?
Well,
it's a little early on Shane Simmons, but obviously Torrance Brown.
It's timely based off everything. Yeah, well, so James Franklin made his comments on Aug 4 knowing that Torrance Brown probably wasn't going to play, and I'm pretty sure he knew Ryan Buchholz probably wasn't going to play either. So he made comments about how strong this defensive end group was, knowing that. Itur Gross Matos is a tremendously talented player, and I think you're going to hear his name called a lot. Shaka Tony's finally keeping weight on it. Shane Simmons is healthy. I mean, this group is going to be just fine. So I'm definitely not dialing back the expectations for them at all, but certainly – you know, at some point, if they suffer one more injury, there's going to be some big challenges to overcome.
Yeah, it's getting close, but I think there's that group of young defensive ends that are getting ready to come into their own, those guys included. Ben from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Nice. Says, at their best, could you rank the wide receivers that Penn State has had during Franklin's time here? So that's gonna dive a little bit deeper into it. Chris Godwin, number one on the list.
I would say so. I mean, you look at all the things that he was able to do as a receiver. He was just so extremely talented. I mean, he was a lifesaver of sorts, and I guess in a way, Deshaun Hamilton was not. But man, you could make a pretty good case for Deshaun Hamilton to be sure. Number one. Honestly, God, you could. I mean, he left the program as its all-time receptions leader. And the thing with Chris Godwin was, I mean, you can include him in the Franklin era, but, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, obviously, you know, was a big part of it, but it wasn't the same kind of system that Deshaun Hamilton was playing in. So, I mean, it was for a year. But, yeah, I don't know. Godwin's probably one and Deshaun Hamilton's two, but you could easily make the case to flip him, I think.
And then you got Juwan Johnson who could maybe get into that mix. You got some young guys who could maybe get into it later. Let me ask you who you thought had the best question this week. You have the nine different states. You've got which quarterback has the best shot of winning a title. You've got instant impact in 2019. Daniel Joseph in the defensive end rotation and the wide receiver rankings question.
Oh, I'm going to go with the last one as the best one. The wide receivers ranking question wins.
Got
the
your
day.
Tongue tied just a little bit.
That's
to ask a historical question, even if it's recent history, is tough to answer on the spot. But I think Chris Godwin won, Deshaun Hamilton two, is a good way to go there. So you go, Ben from Oshkosh. You'll be hearing from us to get a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. Thank you, everybody else, for tuning in this week. You can always check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and by downloading the Keystone Sports app.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer, hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.